Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. Have you ever felt the need for more intimacy in your life? Maybe your best friend has moved away, or you are grieving the loss of a loved one. It could also be that you desire to be closer to our Heavenly Father, who at this moment may seem distant. Whatever the reason, these situations leave us with a hole in our hearts and a longing for connection, someone to share our ups and downs with. The good news is that our Lord Himself desires to be that intimate companion to us in the good moments and the not so good ones. Our scripture for today is from Psalm 119, verses 57 to 64. Here is Emily's.
You are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, Lord. Teach me your decrees.
So let us be determined this week to invite God into every detail of our lives. How marvelous to think that He longs to have an intimate relationship with each of us. May we always remember that it's about God's amazing character, not our feeble, sinful nature. Let's respond to His kindness by seeking Him with all our hearts, accepting His grace, relying on His promises, obeying Him, and thanking Him for His limitless love. Psalm 73:28 so beautifully states, "But as for me, it is good for me to draw near to God. I have made the Lord God my refuge and placed my trust in Him, that I may tell of all His works." Trusting in and living as one with Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, is a powerful way to navigate through life. His faithfulness to us is unending. Fixing our attention on Him brings clarity and perspective into our lives. In His presence, the worries and distractions of this world fade away, and we find peace, assurance in His glory and grace forever. And may we approach our Creator with reverence, embracing His guidance and blessing upon our lives, our neighbors and nations. Firstly, let us reflect on areas in our own lives where we may have fallen short. Let us ask God for forgiveness and praise Him for His faithfulness. Let's trust in God's direction and allow Jesus to work in and through us, renewing our minds and restoring our lives. Secondly, let us open our hearts to receive God's grace and freedom and the peace that comes from living differently. In knowing Him more intimately, we can be effective instruments of change and transformation. May love and compassion fill our hearts for those who are lost and seeking hope. Let us intercede for a return to righteousness and the courage to be bold in sharing the gospel truth, to bring healing, restoration, and revival. Let us desire to be faithful witnesses of the hope we have in Jesus by sharing His light in the darkness and speaking His truth in love. So let us go forth this week by seeking God's presence daily, and may we witness His glorious grace, incredible greatness, amazing power, and perfect peace. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord, thank you so much that you teach us, like the psalmist asked, teach us, Lord, teach us to be more intimate with you so that we can really have the knowledge and the insight of what is real wisdom in this world. And thank you that we can just hold on to you, that we can learn that you are a gracious God, that we can hold on to your promises, that your commands and your laws is righteous, but that it's actually life-giving. And thank you, Lord, that we can trust you, that we can obey you, and that we can seek your face, and that we can really say, Lord, you are my portion. So, Lord, I ask of you that every one of us will really grow in intimacy with you and really make time and seek you every second of every day so that we can live by your word and by your decrees and promises and laws, and that we can have life in the fullest because of your blessing.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today to thank you for your word. We thank you that amidst the difficult circumstances that we may be encountering currently in our lives, that you will bring peace, your perfect peace, your clarity that can only be found by running into your presence daily. Protect our hearts and our minds and keep them free from every distraction and entanglement. Lord, thank you that we are surrounded by reminders and evidence of your greatness and your power. May we see things clearly and therefore be able to have faith and hope in you, because you know all things and you are in control of all things. Today, we choose to stand strong, to stand firm in our faith, fixing our eyes on you alone, the author and finisher of our faith.
Father God, as the Christian foundation of our Western nations is crumbling, help us to reach out to our fellow citizens with the good news of the gospel, to be faithful witnesses, pointing people to the hope we have in Christ our Savior, to shine your light and to pray for our governing authorities. We can't do any of this in our own strength, so we come boldly before your throne of grace today, asking for a heart filled with your love for the lost, for bold zeal to overcome our reticence and fears of inadequacy, for your grace to overcome evil with good, and for your wisdom to be able to speak truth in love. In these latter days, Father, please draw more people unto you, especially those for whom we pray ceaselessly, that there may yet be a time of revival in our land before Jesus' return.
Lord, today we look to you to have mercy on us, for we are sinners. Thank you for what you did on the cross, and may the Son of Righteousness rise with healing in its wings, so we can be a testimony of living a life of freedom and abundance because of you. To you be the glory.
Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunity to come together as a family and, Father, to seek your face. Lord, we can be so easily tempted into being an obstruction or a temptation for somebody else. Father, please be our guiding light so that we can fill this world with your love and your truth. Father, that we can bring healing and restoration to where it's needed. Lord, that we can be the antidote to shame and condemnation. Father, that you can work through us to bring about change, healing, redemption. Lord, we seek your face today, but we ask you to also search our hearts and to show us where we should make change, Lord, where we should turn around our ways. We ask all this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.